This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The name Tuba is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran, verse 29 as follows. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah.
قال له موسى هل اتبعك على ان تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال انك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني ان شاء الله صابرا ولا اعصي لك امرا قال فان اتبعتني فلا تسالني عن شيء حتى احدث لك منه ذكرا فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا
فانطلقا حتى إذا لكيا غلاما
فقتله
قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس
لقد
جئت شيئا نكرا قل إنك تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمية ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا قال ما مكنني في ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما آتوني زبر الحديد حتى
إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا
حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروا وما استطاعوا له نقبا قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكا وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين عملا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وبعد اللهم أكرمنا بنور الفهم وأخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وافتح علينا بمعرفة العلم وسهل أخلاقنا بالحلم وجعلنا مما يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Respected elders, beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our topic for today is maintaining a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدَعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. That the masajid, the precincts of those places that was designated purely for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid of Allah, this is a place that reminds us constantly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come to the masjid, we intend to put our head on the ground, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَدَعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Because of this space that Allah has created, when we come to the masjid, we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. Allah is ahad. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not separated, nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have partners. Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains, the one who nourishes. And as we are sitting in the masajid, we have pure conviction about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our connection to the masjid is of two. There's this arm connection, this general connection that Islam and Muslims have with the masjid. And there's also a specific connection that we have We do our best to attend the masjid. Some can attend 5 times a day. Sometimes the imam can't even attend 5 times a day. But sometimes 4 times a day, sometimes once a day, sometimes we do the best we can. And we have a special connection with the masjid. But no doubt, whenever we leave to go to the masjid, the intention is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. And every time we sit in a majlis, in a gathering of dhikr, reminding us about Allah, we hear an imam speak about Allah, we hear our friends speak about Allah, then something happens to us. Our soul becomes content, because the soul that is inside is crying. It is crying for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like if we deprive the body from food and water, it's going to die, it's going to starve, it's going to become weak, it can become sick. Just like that, the heart becomes hard, the heart becomes hungry, the heart becomes thirsty. And the only sustenance of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we come to the masjid, we have firm conviction. The issue is when we leave the precincts of this masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain laws about the masajid, certain etiquettes in the mosque. Like for example, no trade is allowed in the mosque itself. So we are not distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we go outside, slowly and slowly that conviction fades. Over a period of 15 minutes, over a period of 20 minutes, it might even take a day, but we start forgetting. The pressures of the work come in, the pressures of the family comes in. The distraction of this dunya, it starts settling into the mind, it starts settling into the heart. Then the conviction we had in the masjid is no longer there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who forgot about Allah. Don't be like those who forgot about Allah. These are referring to people. This verse is referring to people that was reminded about Allah. They had firm conviction of Allah. But as time progressed, they had forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the outcome and the result of that, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah made them forget themselves. Allah made them forget themselves. So we forget our place in this world. And we have different priorities, different objectives. The yaqeen and the certainty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no longer there. Allah makes them forget themselves. Remember, Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, today I will forget about you, like how you forgot about me. May Allah subhanahu to protect us. But this wasn't one moment. This was a series of events that led up to this. It was day after day, week after week, month after month, continually forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only mentioning and remembering Allah in the masjid. Forgetting that the masjid is a reminder that when we go out there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly in our hearts. So Allah says, لَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who forgot about Allah and Allah made them forget about themselves. So we don't know our purpose in life anymore. We are working not for Allah, we're working for our rizq. We have meetings that we need to attend to. We have family chores that we need to do. All these things that is making us stress. This anxiety that we have because of all the responsibilities. This is part of the punishment of Allah, because He makes us forget about who we are. What is our purpose in this world? Allah says, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you make your concern one concern, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices you. If we make our concern only for the akhirah, then Allah suffices us. But if our concern is spread out, that is going to cause us stress and anxiety. And this is what is happening today. We cannot say Allah is sufficient for us if we don't rely upon Allah. Allah is only sufficient for us if we extend our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But creation don't offer us the same guarantee. If we rely upon creation, they don't say we will suffice you. Work hard for me, I will see that you're okay. Work hard for me, I will see that you're okay. This is creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a different promise. The minute you make me a priority, I will suffice all your worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So the question is, how do we maintain a connection that we have in this masjid outside of the masjid? We're speaking about in the workplaces. We're speaking about doctors that have patients lined up, dentists, bricklayers, artisans, whatever we are, the stresses is coming outside. How do we still maintain a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The same that is in the masjid. Or is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only in the masjid? The connection is only here. And out there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no longer exists. This is what happened to the Quraysh. They started getting prestige and honor because of the Kaaba. And Allah directed the attention, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Don't worship this house anymore. Worship the Rabb of this house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you go. Many people make the mistake in Umrah when they are in awe of the Kaaba and they change their life. And when they come home, you find the habits being crept in again. 5 years later, same old person or even worse. And you start asking him, what is it? What's the problem? He says, I'm crying for the Kaaba. The Kaaba changes me when I'm there. Mistake. وَعْبُدُ رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Worship the Lord of the Kaaba. May Allah grant us the understanding. So how do we ensure a firm connection? The same connection that we have in the masjid, the same connection we must have outside. First of all, understand this. If we're traveling and everybody's traveling, we are traveling through the passage of time and nobody can escape that. The time is ticking, the heart is beating, Malikul Maut is waiting, and we're getting closer. That death that we are, tafirruna minhu, that we are running away from. Every time we got too cold, we put on something warm because we don't want to get sick, it's going to lead to our destruction. We got too hot, we put on something light, it's going to lead to our destruction. Constantly running to the doctor, running away from death. Allah says that death that you have been trying to avoid, running and fleeing from death, as if it is something harmful, it's going to meet you at the end. Because you're running in the direction towards death. And as we are sitting here, we are passing through time. So we are on a journey. This journey is either going to be successful or unsuccessful. There's certain ways we can know that if it's successful now, but we need help. Abraha, that came to destroy the Kaaba, had a very successful journey up until a certain point. Allah could have destroyed him in his bed. Allah could have destroyed him long ago. But Allah allowed him to get right to the point of the Kaaba so he can meet his end. And he realized that I've been traveling in the wrong direction. In the wrong direction. And I thought I was doing something good. I thought I was right. We don't want that to happen to us. Not at the end of our life, because we can't turn back. May Allah grant us the understanding. So two things, understand this. If we have these two things in our journey, we are guaranteed success. The first thing is, we need to have safety. Any journey, you need to ensure safety. If you are not going to be safe, you won't get to your destination. It won't be successful. You are going to be harmed. You might even be destroyed in your journey. So we need safety. And once we can guarantee safety, we have taken provisions. And safety is not just to defend ourselves. Safety is also sustenance, because we can be destroyed along the way because we don't have sustenance. After safety, we need guidance. If you're traveling and you don't know where you're traveling to, then you won't reach your destination and you won't be successful. These two things, safety and guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. He says, and this verb comes in the Quran about 5-6 times, where Allah says, wa'tasimu. Wa'tasimu means to grab onto something. So 5 places it comes in the Quran, 5 or 6. And only one of these places Allah says, wa'tasimu bihablillah, with the rope of Allah. This rope, according to the Mufassirun, is the rope of life. It's the rope of safety. It is that rope that's going to save you from drowning. When you are falling, when you are in a well and you need to come up, you need the safety of a rope to bring you to safety. If you're pulling on the wrong rope and you find that there's nothing on the other end, you're going to be destroyed. So Allah says, wa'tasimu, keep on firmly for your life, for your success. وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبَ لِلَّهِ, with the rope of Allah. And the rope of Allah is this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deen where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us directives. I need you to turn right. I need you to turn left. I need you to not look at that. I need you to look at this. This mother of yours, you need to honor her. This father of yours, you need to honor them. Your siblings, keep their ties. Be good to one another, etc. These directives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sharia of Allah. This is the habl of Allah. And it's not only in the masjid. This rope of Allah is in our very business. It's in our business, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to account for this. He has given us directives. This is how you need to deal with your employees. This is how you need to deal with your business dealings. You should not do this, you should do that. If we don't have this rope of Allah, which is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't have safety. We cannot ensure that we are going to be safe. This is when shaitan comes in and he whispers and he gives us directives, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is void. Remember, darkness is not an entity. Darkness is not an entity. Darkness is the absence of light. If this whole masjid was dark and you want to bring nur, you put on the light and darkness evaporates. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur when it comes into the heart. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absent, then darkness settles in the heart. And this is the playground of shaitan. This is where they make their waswas. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absent. But when you bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, then the darkness evaporates. May Allah grant us the understanding. We cannot be safe if we don't have the rope of Allah. We will be in danger. We will be in grave danger. And the worst thing is, sometimes we don't know we're being hunted. Sometimes we don't know we're in the den. We're about to be destroyed. That is the one thing we need, safety. And then we need guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other places in the Quran, He doesn't say wa'tasimu bihablillah. He says wa'tasimu billah. Keep unto Allah. Keep unto Allah. In the sense that keep Allah present in your heart, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will guide you. If Allah is not in our heart, knowledge is secondary. Knowledge is secondary. Shaitan know what is right and what is wrong. We know what is right and what is wrong. For many things, we don't need scholars to tell us this is haram and that is not haram. That's not the issue. The issue is the heart. Once shaitan grabs hold of the heart, the brain that we have, it cannot function. The idea is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nuru samawati wal ard. He is the light of the heavens and the earth. If you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light, it reflects onto the heart, and that reflection goes into the aql. Now when we hear what is right and what is wrong, we can make the proper decisions. But if that heart is black, filled with sin, sustained with sin, we can sit in any lecture, you can sit in any Jumu'ah, you can listen to any Qari, it will not penetrate the heart, because the heart is not going to reflect the nur of Allah. It is only with a striving to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in our heart that we find that we make proper decisions and we walk a path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Remember the sirat that we have to cross, this bridge that goes over Jahannam. It can be wide, it can be thin. If we walk a wide path in this world, I do what I want, when I want, how I feel, a vast path, then the path in the akhirah is going to be very thin and slippery and dangerous. But if we walk a thin path, and this is also the idea of keeping onto the rope of Allah, one line, then the path over Jahannam is going to be vast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it this way, ameen. But we have seen there are two mechanisms. If we have that, guaranteed success. The one is the rope of Allah. I find it amazing that businessmen are conducting their business for 20, 30 years, and they can tell you the philosophy of every detail. Mawlana, you see that picture? It's to remind us about this. This chair, this is how it was came from. This is what I want from my sacred. Lectures after lectures. But the basics about business is lost. So this is the rope of Allah, and we need to pull it within us. It's never gone. It is close to each and every one of us. So this is how we stay connected, pull onto the rope of Allah. But that's only knowledge. That knowledge will not benefit you at all if the heart is not illuminated with the nur of Allah. So how do we get there? This is a successful journey, safety and guidance. How do we get there? It seems very hard. Because the minute we leave here, there's distractions in terms of what we must look at. There's distractions on our phone, our business. There's this meeting, there's that meeting. There's so many meetings we need to attend to. There's so many chores we need to do. So many responsibilities. Mawla, don't understand. All you do is speak in the masjid. We have technical lives. Understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us. You are in grave danger. We are in grave danger. Never mind the lion or the cheetah or anything like that. Shaitan is going to attack. And if shaitan attacks, there's no hope for us if we die in that particular way. Understand that we are in great, great danger. There are those who recognize this, and there are those who do not recognize this. If we have recognized this, we should be feeling scared. We should be feeling anxious. We need to run. How can I live a life that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think I'm going to get to Allah? I'm walking in the wrong direction. So Allah gives the command, and this is the secret. Fafirru ila Allah. The word firar is a verb, which is a command verb. It means there's imminent danger. You make firar when there is a lion attacking you. Now you make firar. It's not just moving or rushing. It is running for your life. Allah gives this command. Because when we realize this, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run. There's different ways we can run. There's from Allah إِلَى غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. We run from Allah to other than Allah. And this is those who are going to be unsuccessful. May Allah protect us. Then there are various levels. The one level of firar, which is in a good direction, is to run from siwa Allah, other than Allah, illallah. I need to come back to Allah. I need to come back. I need to rush. There's no more time left. I don't know how long I got in this dunya. I need to do what I can to get close to Allah. This is rushing towards Allah. Then there is the higher level of firar, which you should always strive for. This is min Allah, illallah. Running from Allah towards Allah. This is from the anger of Allah to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, it's running from the asbab, this means, which can be in terms of the patience, it can be in terms of the tenders and the contracts, the arc, whatever we are doing, these are just means. We run from that means, ila musabbibul asbab, to the one who sent the means. Never ever do we lose sight that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave me the means and the knowledge to do what I need to do to attain the rizq that He has guaranteed. This rizq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us in the wombs of our mothers. So we don't make the excuse that, look, I've been so busy looking after or going for my rizq. It does not make sense to strive for something that is guaranteed, which is our rizq. And we neglect that which has been requested of us, which is our salah, our zakah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not make sense to do that. We're running and we're rushing and we're striving for something that has been guaranteed. We work the best we can, no problem. But remember, this is means and we're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our hearts, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. We're rushing from this means towards the one who has sent down the means. Now we're working hard, but not for the boss anymore. Not because we want to please the clients anymore. Not because we need to get their tenders. We're working hard to please Allah. Which means we are constantly working towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even out of the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. So the secret of fleeing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to go again from the means to the one who has sent down the means. Furthermore, so when we are dealing, is somebody that needs to buy a packet of chips in our shop, it's 2 rand 50, and this guy is going to pay 5,000 rand, and we don't look at the person, that's not going to bring us business. And we rather give attention to this. This is when we have overlooked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the barakah can be in any part of our plate. That one rice you didn't take care of over there, that's your barakah over there. And the barakah is the one that gives you your health. The barakah is the one that puts barakah in your rizq, makes it grow. That sometimes we are wasteful. It's the same with our business. That little sale there that you get nothing from, but you work in a good way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can place barakah in any way in our business. We just need to strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah. Flee towards Allah. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. Says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him, saying that you are indeed a warner of the fire of Jahannam. You are a bringer of good tidings, glad tidings of those who will attain Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not restricted to the masjid. So I can take, we can look at somebody that is striving out there with all the stresses in life, still connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no excuse not to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many ways. Of that is, there's this watch that we have on our arms, right? And it's the watch is over there. That watch tells us we have appointment at 9, then I have another appointment at 10:30, then I need to rush to the meeting over here, and then I need to secure this deal over there, I need to go for this interview, I need to go there. This is how our schedule runs. If we look at the clock of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which works with what? It works with the sun. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. The sun is turning. And we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of Fajr. When the sun rises, that break of dawn, that's also a clock. It's an indication. Fajr has set in. Just before that, before the sun shone its light, there was another indication. Allah was waiting. Did we get that appointment? There's appointment 9 o'clock we're rushing to. We missed the appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As 20 minutes after the sun has risen, it's now duha. We cannot miss duha. Why? Because we are not able to give shukr for everything Allah has given to us in the day. It's impossible. But Allah has made it easy. 2 rak'ats, at the time of duha, which is about 20 minutes after the sun has risen, it suffices us. Then the sun moves further to the time of zenith. We wait a bit, we don't make salah. And when the sun moves, the entire world is saying the time of Dhuhr has set in. The sun is shouting that out. It's a sign that Dhuhr has set in. Then it declines a bit further. The time of Asr has set in. But we're looking at the clock on our arm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us a clock up there that is telling us what to be doing. So what do we do? There are all the signs of Allah in the heavens. How do we connect with that great signs of Allah? With ibadah. We connect with ibadah. If it is difficult to make these 2 rak'ats, work towards it. There's a car park there somewhere. There's a nook that we can create that we can make these 2 rak'ats. And this is how we constantly in the connection with Allah. I have a doctor friend. He's an elderly gentleman. And he was giving me advice. And he was telling me how pressurized he was. There's constantly patients waiting outside his door. And he's so grateful for that. But he's starting to neglect a few things. And he decided one day he's not going to work on a Friday. And he just closed practice on a Friday. And he said he's going to sacrifice that wealth for his family and for himself and for Quran, etc. Lo and behold, what happened was the patients that was there on Friday, they started coming on the Saturday when he opened up his practice. And he got the same amount of rizq. Now it's double rizq for less time. And this is barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. So we cannot use our logic and we cannot use the excuse that we have become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My time is up. I just want to quote one verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fi asmuhu wa yusabbihu lahu fiha bil ghudwi wal asal." Allah has allowed the masajid to be opened so we can remember Allah alone. This is what we were speaking about at the beginning of our talk. Then the next verse, Rijal, Allah speaks about men. Rijalun, this is Rujula, this is brave men, this is true men. At the time when we're living with this LGBT, when people can decide if they are a horse or a human, or if a girl or a boy, you make your own decisions. Allah is saying, who's the true Rijal? Why people are still trying to realize, what are they? Allah is directing this only to the men. So boys, don't listen to this. It's not for us. I'm not part of them. Rijalun, men. La tulhihim tijaratun. Allah praises them. La tulhihim does not distract them. What does not distract them? Tijaratun, trade. Wala bay'un, nor any profit. And dhikrillah, from the remembrance of Allah. Wa iqamil salah, establishing the salah, giving the zakah. Ya khafuna yawman, they fear a day. If you look into their hearts, it's not at appointments that they're busy with. You look into the heart, you see the heart is shuddering, it's fearful. Tataqallabu fihi alqulub wal absar, they fear a day where the heart is going to shake and the eyes is going to shake. Dhikr, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, last two verses. Ala bi dhikri la tatma'inu alqulub. Behold, the dhikr of Allah will make the heart content. How does that work? How does dhikr make us content? And we're so filled with anxiety. Every time we go outside and we see something beneficial, we're reminded about Allah. We see something beautiful, we're reminded about Allah. We see something perfect, we are reminded about Allah constantly. in our business, everywhere we are. What happens to the heart now? We start falling in love. With who? With Allah. We start falling in love with Allah. I love my business, yes. But those who, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, those who are in love with Allah are more in love with Allah than their business. So they fall in love. And if you're in love with a being like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dunya is still going to present its obstacles, but it's not going to be that heavy. The heart is going to be filled with content, because the heart is filled with love, and that love can overpower everything. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at what? He's going to look at the heart. Everybody will fail, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim, except those who come to Allah with a heart that is filled with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that note, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins. All those black spots, every time the eye strayed, every time we listened to what we were not supposed to listen to, every time our anger got the best of us, every time we slipped and we missed a salah, every time we were unmindful of a being of Allah who is never unmindful of us, may Allah forgive us for all of that. May He wipe away the blackness and fill that with nur. May that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shine into our minds. Then every decision we make is with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This nur that we're getting in the masjid today, take it to your families, take it into your businesses, work and become better workers. But bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present, and you will see the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend in talents. Wa jazakum Allah khair, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah, we say Jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh Wasif Tafriz for yet another inspiring Jumu'ah lecture. Sheikh is Maulana Wasif Tafriz, hails from Darul Tafawuk. He is a lecturer, mashallah, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a long umr, that he may continue to, inshallah, lecture at the masjid, inshallah. And then also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a timely reminder. It was not too long ago when all the masajid were closed during COVID, and how our hearts bled for the masjid. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects all our hearts to the masjid while there is still time, inshallah, as we enter Ramadan in the next 2 weeks, inshallah. Just a few quick announcements. The one announcement is that we will have, inshallah, our Back to Basics course, which is still continuing. The first lecture took place last week, so this week, inshallah, it will be lecture number 2 and then next week 3. It's Ramadan, Zakah, and Itikaf. So all the basics, and what better way to connect your heart to the masjid by having a deeper understanding of all the rituals we perform, inshallah. So that's Back to Basics by Maulana Siraj Giri, highly recommended. You can still join and you'll get a recording of the previous lecture. And then we have our Sunday program, which is our Nisfi Shaban program, 15th Shaban, also known as Ruwa Night. Inshallah, that happens between Maghrib and Isha. We'll have a short qira by Qari Muhammad Zubair Badai, followed by a short lecture by Maulana Wasim about the significance of Nisfi Shaban, and then followed by Isha Salah, which will be at the time of Isha, inshallah. And then we have also on the 1st of March, that's next week Friday, inshallah, we will have our community dhikr. And we've delayed it from Thursday to Friday because of Khidamul Islam being available. So they are internationally renowned. Khidamul Islam will be, inshallah, leading the dhikr. That's a well-known nasheed group. On Friday, that's a week from today, Maghrib to Isha, inshallah. And then, very importantly, our Hajj seminar. Now, those of you who were at the Hajj seminar last year, you know, even if you've been on Hajj, you re-experience, you go through that entire experience. We have all the doyens of the Hajj fraternity who will be presenting, and that is the 2nd and 3rd of March, that's next weekend. There are still places available, and we strongly urge you to please join. And when you subscribe, you also get a free book. So inshallah, the Hajj seminar, which is the weekend next week, Saturday and Sunday. And a final notice also just being that we have our placard demonstration led by none other than Brother Farooq Pangaka. So that takes place at 5 p.m. today. We alternate it after, immediately after Jumu'ah Salah, and then 1 week we have it at 5 p.m. inshallah to gain maximum exposure. So please try to join. It's 5 p.m. today, and that's at the intersection of Eiskriege and Platterkloof Road. And then last but not least, a message from our sound man. He's doing some amazing work. It's Brother Zahur, and he says, please, to the YouTube, those who are catching this on YouTube, please remember to like and subscribe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله خير نبي أرسله الله إلى العالم كله بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. فأوصيكم أيها المؤمنون ونفس المذنبة بتقوى الله عز وجل. وبعد أيها الناس فاتقوا الله وأطيعوه وانتبهوا لقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قال بعد أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. وانتبهوا لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ قال قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله تعالى بما أتاه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله نبينا الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على عبدك ورسولك كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. وصل على محمد كما تحب وترضى وصل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وتابعيهم وتابع تابعيهم وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، اتقوا الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا يذكركم واشكروا ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا صفوفكم اعتدلوا عنكم شطار اليوم. الله اكبر. وجهد والفطر سمعت الحنيف المسلم المجدين الصلاه والسلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا الحمد لك كثير. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات وبركات صلاة الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.